Welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast, episode 28. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. The Eagles in preseason game number 2 beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 17-0. Four more takeaways from the defense. That's 8 takeaways in 2 preseason games for Jim Schwartz's defense, and another takeaway in game 1 against Tampa Bay on special teams. So 9 takeaways for Philadelphia in 2 games. Good defensive effort for the Eagles once again here in Pittsburgh, limiting the Steelers to just 207 total net yards. The Eagles, meanwhile, struggling a bit on offense early. Sam Bradford and his first team offense playing throughout the first half. A very strong drive late in the first half, leading to 3 points, a Cody Parkey field goal. So the Eagles led it 10-0 at the half. Nolan Carroll, the first score and interception return for a touchdown for Carroll, who started on the outside. He took it back 38 yards for the score. And then Kenyon Barner capping an 87-yard drive, 15 plays to begin the second half for the Eagles. Head coach Doug Peterson pleased with what he saw in game number 2.
You know, overall, it's a win, and that's the positive right there. A couple other things you're looking at. You're looking at the 4 turnovers again, the takeaways, which is tremendous on defense and some great, great individual efforts. And, Nolan Carroll, the way he started the game and the way he played, I mean, it's great to see him play like that. And, you know, Aaron Grimes' pick in the corner of the end zone was a big-time play for us. And then 9 of 17 on third down, you know, offensively, 53%, and that's an improvement from last week. Some of the things we got to clean up, obviously, are the penalties. Those things are killing some explosive plays right now. You know, we just got to make sure our alignments are right. It's a couple of young guys that, whether it's the excitement of the game or whatever it might be, nerves, they just got to be a little more focused in those situations. But, you know, we only had the 4 plays in the first quarter. I thought Pittsburgh kept the ball out of our hands there in that first quarter. But we really rebounded and put a nice drive together to score, you know, the 3 points right before the half. And part of that drive, even the drive before that, we were moving. A couple of penalties caused us to stop that drive. But, you know, overall, it's a win and, you know, happy for the guys.
For Daniel, 10 completions, 16 attempts, 82 yards. Quite a difference from game 1 against Tampa Bay. He talked about the performance that he had, feeling more comfortable all around as a second team offensive unit. The purpose of preseason is mostly to evaluate talent, but you still want to go out there and have some success. How did you feel after game 1, after you watched the film and kind of digested everything?
Well, after game 1, I felt a lot better after I watched the film. We just didn't execute as well as we wanted to, but we were able to bounce back tonight, and I felt very comfortable out there throwing the ball around. I'd like to have a few throws back, but that's to be expected. I mean, it's only preseason game 2. We're looking forward to next week against Indy. It's going to be a good test for us.
Take me through that touchdown drive to open the second half. What are some of the good things that you take away from that drive?
Well, I thought that we were able to move the ball. I thought we, you know, at first we went backwards a little bit, but we were able to overcome, you know, I think first and 20 on our own 3 and drive it 97 yards for a touchdown. You know, I think it was like 17 plays. So that's really good to see. And the whole game they were playing off coverage. So we just had to dink and dunk, take what they gave us. And I thought that we were able to run the ball a lot better tonight. And when we were in the red zone, we put it in.
So you had a chance to throw it to 18 on the fade. Had you even thrown one fade to him in the day he's been here?
We threw one or two in pregame warm-up, and we felt like he was going to get in for that play. That's one I probably could have gotten a little bit higher and let him go get it. But like I said, you know, that route in particular is something you have to really work on and get your timing down quite a bit. But yeah, I thought he did some good things tonight.
How'd you feel about your performance?
Felt like I played really well. Able to move the ball well, saw the field well. You know, like I said, a lot more checkdowns this game. Just because they were playing so far off, and Paul was able to make a really good catch. We checked to that play that, you know, Paul made a circus catch on, and yeah, I thought I played a lot better.
I'm head coach Doug Peterson, and you're listening to the Eagles Live Podcast with Dave Spadaro.
The defense was the big story, though, and a couple of players really stood out. Aaron Grimes, cornerback, trying to make this roster, a diving interception in the end zone, thwarted a Steelers drive. For Grimes, another outstanding effort, and notice to the Eagles coaches that he deserves a shot at this 53-man roster. Aaron, you've made some plays since the start of practice in the spring, and tonight you did it in a game and in the end zone in spectacular fashion. Tell me what happened on that play.
I played off because I kind of knew that they were going to throw a deep shot there in the high red zone area. It looked like they were in a max protection type thing, so I played off expecting a deep shot. Guy ran a double move. Like I said, I was kind of ready for it from the beginning. Really just kind of sat on the deep route type of thing, and quarterback threw it up there. I knew I had to make a play. You know, I had to make up for the deep pass I just gave up.
And making the catch, I mean, a very difficult catch. What's your thought process there?
I mean, I just felt like the ball was in the air, and Coach Schwartz would tell you every day with his aggressive play style, him and Corey, you know, if the ball is in the air, it's yours. You know, you become the receiver. So I just try to remember that and try to, haven't played receiver in a long time, but try to do my best receiver move and caught the ball.
4 interceptions by the defense this week, 4 takeaways by the defense last week. It's certainly a mentality here, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think the more we do it, the more we continue to do it, the more we'll believe in the process. I mean, I don't know if we can believe more in it than we already do now, but, you know, we believe in everything Coach Schwartz is doing, and, you know, we believe that he's going to put us in great positions. positions to make plays. And like I said, the more plays we make in his defense, the more comfortable and the faster we'll be able to play in it.
Aaron, have you felt like you've progressed every day in practice and in the games?
I definitely do. I think that every day I just get more comfortable. So I play a little bit faster naturally. Every day I feel like I get a little bit better, a little bit smarter. I know what's coming at me a little bit more, and try to do the best I can out there, and you know, just try to put my best foot forward every day.
Thanks so much.
I appreciate it, man.
Pro Bowl safety Malcolm Jenkins understands this is the preseason, but he's pleased with what he's seen so far from the Eagles defense and thinks a lot of what the Eagles are doing now can translate into the regular season. 8 takeaways in 2 preseason games. Why?
You know, some of them just flat out good plays. You know, the catch by Aaron Grimes, red zone takeaway from CJ last week. You know, some of those are just good plays, and the others are just guys hustling to the ball. Najee Good on a kickoff, running to the ball, gets his hand on the ball. Leotis McKelvin tips one up, and I just happen to be running. You know, ball comes right to me. So it's a combination of effort and just guys making really good plays, taking advantage of the opportunities that come.
So you've been around long enough to know that what happens in preseason oftentimes doesn't translate to the regular season. So what of these first 2 games defensively do you think will translate to the regular season?
You know, right now we're just working on it. It's hard to say what we're doing now will automatically happen as we go forward. I think we have to continue to work to get better in all phases. I know from a secondary, we're happy with the 4-man rush that we're getting, the pressure that quarterbacks are feeling, you know, with just rushing forward. That obviously allows us to put more in the coverage, allows us to make more plays on the ball. So if that's something that we can continue to do in the season with our 4-man rush, I would think that the production on the back end will probably carry on with that as well. You know, it's still a lot that we need to figure out. Hopefully what doesn't carry in is, you know, giving up small plays on third down, penalties, and some of the runs that kind of got leaky today. You know, that's something that we got to correct as we move forward.
What about the mentality of we're going to take the football away? That carries through, right?
Yeah, that's something that won't stop. I think, you know, being aggressive up front, flying around to the football, those are things that will carry on. Those are things that we can control. And with that mentality, with, you know, those values, a lot of the times you get disruption in the quarterback's face. You get those opportunities to make plays, and then it just comes down to making the play.
Thank you.
No problem.
The newest Eagle, wide receiver Dorial Green-Beckham, made his debut for the team. He was targeted twice, once in the red zone on that jump ball that Daniel threw a little short, and then another time late in the game, a pass slightly thrown behind Green-Beckham that he didn't handle. 2 targets, no receptions, but a good taste in his mouth in his first action as a Philadelphia Eagle. Dorial, some early thoughts you have on being a Philadelphia Eagle?
I feel great. I feel good being here. You know, having the coaches and these teammates have my back, I feel great. I feel like it's a great family atmosphere.
How challenging will it be to learn the offense in a short period of time? Is that the biggest challenge?
Yeah, I would say that's the biggest challenge, not having a whole lot of time. But me, I know myself, I'm just going to put in that extra time to be able to pick up a lot faster.
And how was it out there tonight?
It was good. I felt good out there. I mean, everybody just felt good. I feel like the team atmosphere, everybody, you know, being there for each other. I mean, you got to hold everybody accountable. And I feel like being a part of this team is really a family atmosphere.
Thank you. The wide receivers, a tough game in game 1 against Tampa Bay. They bounced back in game 2 in Pittsburgh. Nelson Agholor, a spectacular leaping catch. He had 2 catches, 30 yards, and he too felt really good coming out of Heinz Field on Thursday night. Nelson, how big was tonight for you? You had a couple of catches, including the leaping catch. From just a confidence standpoint, get you going standpoint, how big was tonight?
I think the best part about tonight for me was, you know, me doing what I know how to do best, which was prepare, and then giving me good results. So it allows you to hone in on the concept of preparation is key, and that's what I did. I had very, you know, focused preparation all throughout the week, and I came out here and I was able to play fast, and I was able to play with no fear.
Did you feel like you got into a bit of a rhythm even though you didn't play a whole lot?
Yeah, I felt good. You know, I mean, shoot, from the first play of the game, I mean, you know, I felt like we were running around, and, you know, whether it was run responsibilities or, you know, my first catch, I felt good.
That'll do it for this Eagles Live podcast, episode 28. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro here. Thanks to Brian Thomas for putting it all together. Thanks for joining us. The Eagles move to 2-0 in the preseason with the Indianapolis Colts up next on Saturday in Indianapolis. Another road game for the Eagles as they try to get to 3-0 in this preseason. Thanks for joining us, everyone, and have a great Eagles day.